Okay, Parshas Bereishis. So Parshas Bereishis is huge. So I think we're going to have to split this up into two parts, because otherwise it's just too big. So this will be just part one. Okay, so the Rebbeinu Bechai usually brings each Parsha with something from Mishlei. Here he has just a general hakdama to the Torah. See, he says that the Torah is kol al hakol. It includes all chachma. And there are tayag mitzvos we were given, but those are just klolim, those are just general principles, 613. But there are bazillions and endless pratim to the mitzvah. Just like the Rabbanu Shalom is endless and the mitzvos are to bring us to Hashem, so the klolim are endless. And there are two types of mitzvos, he says. There are the muskalos and mekubalos. So the muskalos are mitzvos that make sense, what we generally call mishpatim. Don't kill, don't steal. And then there are mikubalos, which are to keep Shabbos and where tzitzis and that kind of thing. So those are mitzvahs that are not obvious at Hashem, who had to tell us to do it. But the common denominator is that it is good for us. Both of those mitzvahs are good for us in this world and the next world. As the Pasuk says, L'tov lanu kol hayamim l'chayosinu k'hayom hazeh, that it's good for us kol hayamim. That means in Olam Haba, and as L'chai Yusenu K'yam Hazeh, that's also good for us in this world. So the mitzvahs are good for us in both worlds. And he says, if the Torah, he brings the Medrash, that if the Torah had been written Keseder in the proper order, anyone could have read it and been M'chayim Mezim. And he brings that Shlomo, all his Chachma came from the Torah, and his throne that he sat upon, the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, calls it, it says, Vayeshev Shlomo al Kisei Hashem lemelech. He calls Shlomo's throne Kisei Hashem. That's because his throne was a whole remez to all the workings of Shamayim. So you can get all kinds of chachma from the Torah. And it says, Vayedaber Shoshes Alafim Mashal, that Shlomo said 3,000 Mishalim, but he understands Alafim doesn't mean 1,000, it means learnings like aluf, or maybe that's not the right word, but Leilef is to learn. So he means three types of Sfarim he wrote, which is Mishlei, Shira Shirim, and Koheles. Anyway, he just says you could, part of his discussion about Shlomo's great Chachma all came from the Torah. Another Maila of the Torah is that it was created before the world was created. Chazal tell us it was 2,000 years before the creation of the world, and that's, he says, a remez in the word Bereishis starts with a Beis, to hint to that the Torah came 2,000 years before the creating of the world, and you'll see as we go on how many bajillions of things are merumas in the first word in the Torah of Bereishis. And he brings what Rashi brings, that Midrash that says, why didn't the Torah, since the whole Torah is to get us close to Hashem, why didn't the Torah start with mitzvos instead of starting with the story? And it answers, Koach Maisev Higidliyamo, that Hashem wanted us to know Koach Maisev, that is, that he created the world, and that to understand him. So you learn about Nevua in Bereishis, and Hashkacha, and Zchar Va'onesh, and all the Yesodos we need to understand Hashem, so that's why I had to start with that first. Even though we could have gotten that as just a Kabbalah, but Hashem wanted it written down for us, Be'edus, Hashem created the world, and all the things, all the Hashkafas of the Torah, that all starts at the beginning. Of course, understanding Hashem is, can't fully understand Hashem. There are parts that we can understand His ways. And that's why he also quotes that pasuk when Moshe asked, it says, Hodieni na astrachacha, and he says, Harini na askvodacha. In Parsha Shmos and Perek Lam Gimel, one time he says, Hodieni astrachacha, and few psukim lady, Harini askvodacha. So when he says, Hodieni na astrachacha, Hashem says, Avir koltuvi al panecha. And then when he says, Harini na askvodacha, he says, Losu chalerosas panai. The point is that there are parts of Hashem that you can understand through his actions, and parts that you can't. And the parts we can't, we don't try. Parts that we can, so that we understand through the Torah. Okay, so the Torah begins with the word Bereishis. So Bereishis, Rashi understands, means Samach, like the beginning of creation of heaven and earth. But most of the other Rishonim disagree with that. The Rambam, and the Rebbeinu Bechai. He says that Bereishis does not mean the beginning of, it means in the beginning. And he says the tam in the trup under it makes it clear that that's true. And he quotes that medrash about Rabbi Nechemya versus Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says the world is created in 6 days in the classic sense. Rabbi Nechemya says, no, it's really everything, the chomer, the stuff that the world was created out of, that was created, it's not Rabbi Nechemya alone, Rabbanza, many other Rishonim says, that the world was created, everything that the world would be created out of was created on day one. That's Bereishis Bralakim, it's Shemayim, it's meaning the chomer, what the Ramban calls the hiyuli, he also uses that word. The things that the world would have created out of was all created on day one, and the 6 days were just making it happen. But all the stuff that it would be made out of, that was all created on the first day. Okay. But merumas in the word Bereishis, and in the first four psukim is the whole history of the world. How do you like that? In other words, we have the word Bereishis is actually a remez to the Beis HaMikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash. Bereishis is, Beis is spelled out fully as bias. Resh, first, the first bias. Yud Saf, 410 years. That's how long the first Beis HaMikdash lasted. Bereishis is the first Beis HaMikdash lasted 410 years. And then it was destroyed. The next Pasuk V'aretz, I saw Tov Avo, because the Shechina was gone. So the land was Tov Avo, and really never fully came back. And then the next Pasuk is V'ruach Elokim Rachefes Al Panei Hamoyim. That, he says, is a remez that the Torah would never leave us. In other words, even in Golos, even when the Shechina is gone, it doesn't explain it, but it's clear to me that the Mayim obviously always refers to Torah. The Ruach Elokim is Merchefes Al Pnei HaMayim, meaning the Shechina left the Beis HaMikdash, but it's always Al Pnei HaMayim. The Shechina will always remain with us through the Torah, like Chazal tell us in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all Hashem has now is Dalaram Mashal Halacha. So the Shechina now dwells with the Torah. So you had the Arutz HaYisrael Tov Avo because the Shechina left, but you always have Ruach Elokim Rachefes Al Pnei HaMayim. So that Rabbi Nebuchai says is the Torah that would never be forgotten from us. And then the next Pasuk, V'Eir Melekim Yehior, that's a remnant to Yemos HaMashiach, that the Shechina would eventually return to us and the world filled with light. So that's Rabbi Nebuchai says, that from the very beginning, from the very first beginning of the Torah, it wants to tell you everything from beginning to end. Beremez at the very beginning. Bereishis is also a hint to the words Barashis, that there are 6,000 years in the history of the world that will be. There is Baratayish, that Hashem created Akedas Yitzchak, the aisle that Yitzchak would bring. That was created in Misheshis Mei Bereishis. He also mentions the Shisin, Shenivru, Misheshis Mei Bereishis. And also, Bereishis is also, if you remember on Rosh Hashanah, we said Areshes Vaseinu, Areshes means the talk. Areshes Vaseinu, the talk of our lips. So, Biyud Areshes, with 10 Maimarim. Hashem created the world, like we know from Pirkei Avos, Hashem created the world with Asara Maimarim, so that's also hinted to in Bereishis. Which is pretty incredible. So much hinted in one word. I'll just tell you something. Now also, he says later on, I'll tell it to you now, when it says Hashem created the Elo told Hashemayim Varas Behi Baram. Hashem created, Chazal tell us Hashem created the world with the word Hey, with the letter Hey rather. Behi Baram, this world was created with Hey. So Rabbeinu Bachai says, what does it mean the world was created with Hey? He says, because Hashem created the world with 10 Maimaros, like we just said, and wants to be Miramis to you that Hashem didn't need any action whatsoever. It's purely Maimer. Hashem said, and the world came into creation. So that's Behi Baram, because of all the letters of the alphabet, only the Hey has no movement, no action. Then you pronounce the letter Aleph, you have to move your tongue, sometimes you have to move your lips, sometimes you have to move your teeth, your mouth. You say Hey, it's no action. Kulo ruach. Hey. Your mouth doesn't move. All it is the breath of your mouth coming through. And that's because Hashem created the world, Behi Baram, with the letter Hey. So that's with Yud Maimaros, Maimer only. Okay. Then we have on day, so Hashem created the light. And on day two, so we have he created the Rakia and split the Mayim, right? But it wasn't, the work of the second day wasn't finished till the third day, so that's why Chazal tell us we don't have, it doesn't say Kitov on day two, it only says Kitov on day three, because not everything was finished on day two that was supposed to be finished. So Rabbeinu Bachai has a problem with that. He says, so what? That everything wasn't finished on day two. But stuff was finished. The Rekia was finished. And he says the Malachim. I don't know what he means by that, because he's going to say later on the Malachim were created on the fifth day. I don't know. But anyway, there was stuff that was finished on the second day. So for whatever was created on the second day, let's say the Rekia was fully created on the second day, why don't we say Kitov on that? So his answer is that because the Midrash tells us lots of bad stuff happens on Monday. Monday's a bad day. Why? Let's see. He says Gehenna was created. It brings a Midrash that Gehenna was created on Monday. Also, it was the day of Chalukah, right, where there was the splitting of the waters. So it's the beginning of Machlokas. And that day there was Machlokas. Day three, we have that the eights sinned. Right, Hashem told the eights to make pre that tasted like the eights, and that the eights and the pre should taste the same, but the tree didn't listen. On day four, we have the sun and the moon, where the moon said it can't be that two people are sharing the same keser, that we're both sharing light. And on day five, we had that the Leviathan was shechted, and on day six, we had Adam and Chava that were kicked out. Everything's bad after Monday. So therefore, since Monday had Gehenim created on it, and it had Machlokas created on it, so Monday's a bad day. That's why it doesn't say Kitov. So that's why Monday's a bad day, which all of us who go to work know that very well. Okay, next. We have the Maoros. Yehi Maoros. Day four. Yehi Maoros. Let there be the sun and the moon and all that. So Yehi Maoros is written Yehi it's chaser, as if it says Yehi Maoros. That's because Rabbeinu Bachai says there is only one of the two, the sun and the moon. Only one of them actually gives off life. It's only the sun that gives off light and not the moon. And that's why it's written chaser, like it's only singular. And he says that's why we say in the Shabbos Davening, in the Keladon, we say, Kara la shemesh vayizrach, or he called to the sun and it would give off light. Ra'a v'hiskin suris halavana. And the moon, Hashem, made it the right shape and the right thing. So it sounds almost explicitly that it is only the sun is gives off light. The moon does not give off light. It was just made to be the right shape and size and place and whatever so that it could reflect the light. Also, he mentioned something Kabbalistic, which I'm not going to get into. I don't know Kabbalah anyway. But in the course of discussing something, he mentions there's something that I think is an important yesod, and that is that he's talking about why when you make if someone wants to make a voluntary fast, so they do that fast, you have to be mekabel the fast, like towards the end of the day after mincha, because that's when day and night meet, and that's the Kabbalistic thing we'll go into. But he says that... he's talking about that's why we have karbanos, one for the morning, one for the afternoon. Anyway, he says when you fast is the part I want to get to. When you fast, he says that's like bringing a karban because you have less flesh on you because of that. So it's viewed as bringing a karban. And he says if you cry on a fast day, obviously crying to Hashem, so then that's like a nisach hamayim that goes with karbanos, right? We just had sukkos with nisach hamayim. So he says, crying on a fast day is like nisach hamayim that goes with the karbanos. The tainus is the karban, and the nisach hamayim, the crying, the water that comes from your eyes is like the nisach hamayim, and that's why we say, shari dimelo ninalu, that the gates of crying are not closed. Why are the gates of crying not closed? Because tears come from water. Water comes from chesed, which is yamin, and yaminchas pshuta lekabel shavim. Hashem's right hand is always open to get to take in people who are returning to him at all times. Therefore, shari dimelo ninalu. Whoa. Okay, just wanted to share that. Next, he also explains why everything had to be created on the day it was created. We'll go through all of them, but just the sun and the moon, the Maoros, were created on day four. Just as an example, he says because there are four seasons that have to do with the Maoros, and four. What's it called? 4 weeks in a month. All this have to do with the sun and the moon. then four mishmaros, he says, so that was created on day four. He has a reason for everything why it was created on that day. And some of them are not as clear, so I'm just going to mention that one because it was interesting. Okay, on day five, so one of the things created on day five were birds. But again, this is where he says that the angels were also created on day five, and they're called Oaf, because anything that flies with two wings is called an Oaf. So that's good to remember, because when you're reading Chazal, he says the word, it's not, you know, that's what the word Oaf means. Besides meaning an Oaf, it also means it's a shared word for Malach, because anything that flies with wings is called an Oaf. And therefore he says, I mean, not therefore, I'm just telling you, there's a lots of Chazals that talk about birds that seem to make a lot more sense if it means Malachim. He doesn't mention them. I'm telling you. For example, when it's by Yonasan ben Aziel, it says his Torah was so great that every time a bird would fly over his head, it would burn up in flames. So I personally think that that means a malach. Right? It doesn't mean there was a physical bird who would physically burn up. I think it's much more likely that it means his Torah was so great that there was a spiritual fire that would consume the malachim that would fly over his head at that time. I think that makes a lot more sense. I mean, it's much more likely as the push-up shot in that. Chazal tell us, be careful what you say. Ki of hashamayim yolich hasakol. Things like that works really well with the idea that they are malachim. Okay, then we have the Puravu. Hashem blesses the fish and the birds, later man, that they should be Puravu. He does not bless the, let's say, the wheat, you know what I mean, stuff that grows like that, plants. They don't get their own blessing. So he says, Rabbi Bechai says, because they don't really need it, because there's so much of them. However, because birds and fish and humans were blessed with Puravu, they can be Paravarava all day long, meaning they can have they can reproduce at any time. There's no time of the year that they can't reproduce because they got the bracha. As opposed to plants and stuff like, let's say, wheat, there are seasons for that. They don't just grow whenever. They grow specific times. It's not, they're not being paravarava all day long. It's at a specific time only. Whereas those other things, fish and birds and humans can be paravarava. There's no specific time that it needs to be done at. He says chayos, which don't explicitly get the bracha, he says, is because also have specific times that. I imagine there are some animals do some that don't. I don't know. Okay. Anyway, what's the point of the mitzvah Puravu? So he says the point of the mitzvah Puravu is to be marbe ovdei Hashem, and in other words, to create more. That's why, I mean, humans, why we have mitzvah Puravu. Not like he says, you know, for a nachri, just to, or someone might think, just to, you know, eat, drink, and be like a behema. It's to, the mitzvah Puravu is to be marbe ovdei Hashem, and to be mamshech ruach hakodesh, and that's what a person should have in mind. That's the purpose of the mitzvah Puravu. Okay. So, what were humans supposed to eat? We were supposed to eat plants. We were not supposed to eat basar. But then, when during the time of the Mabul, when the behemas were cohabitating with things that were not their min, and they sinned, so then Hashem said we could eat their flesh, but he limited it. In other words, the reason we can only eat plants is because animals are more chashev, because they're more domit to humans, they're more domit, they have a higher level nefesh than a plant. So we're only allowed to eat plants. Then when they sinned, they got lowered, so then we could eat them too, but not their nefesh. So you can't have the blood, which is the kiyum nefesh, you can't have evri menachai, because you can't have the nefesh of the behemah. Okay. Again, not everything, all this is only Rabbeinu Bechai says, but just mentioning what he says. Then we have Hashem ends off, Eichul Hashmayim Aretz V'chol Tzva'am. You know, there's the remez to the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Vahiyar, Vahiy Voker, you know, Yom HaShishi, Vahichul Hashmayim. So it's, Hashem signs off his name after the creation of the world. And Hashem, I don't know exactly what this means, but I just say it to you. He says the bracha, that it doesn't say vahir vahivoker yom hashvi'i ever, and that's because there is no erev of shvi'i, obviously kabbalistically speaking. It's kulo boker. Okay, I think we're gonna have to stop here because it's already about 20 minutes, and we'll do the, that was the creation of the world. We'll do the second half later.